What do you get when you combine Korea's love of running with its love of 찜질방? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. And we just heard Kiss of Life with Sweat. And what's the day? Thursday, August 13th, 2026. Now, if you guys combine, you know, two things I don't care for, running and 찜질방, or Korea's traditional bathhouses, you get a sauna run. Well, kind of, sort of. Now, Seoul is launching a new nighttime running series that puts a playful Korean spin on the city's growing running culture. The first event, the Yangjaecheon Moonlight Night Run, takes place on August 28th with 300 runners tackling a 5.8-kilometer course along the beautifully lit Yangjae Stream in southern Seoul. And here's the fun part. The whole event is inspired by Korean bathhouse culture. Runners will get mini towel-folded sheep head headbands. Yes, those adorable little towel hats you see at Korean 찜질방s, as well as wristband locker keys. So, instead of sweating it out in a sauna, you'll be sweating it out running along the river while dressed like, you know, you're about to take a nap in a bathhouse. But Seoul isn't just trying to get people in moving. The city also wants runners to spend more money after the run. Finishers will receive vouchers that they can use at cafes and restaurants around Yangjaecheon. And there's even a photo contest where participants can earn extra coupons by sharing the best shots online. Now, safety is also a priority with staggered starts, experienced pacers, and medical runners along the route. And if this first event is a success, Seoul plans to take the night runs to other riverside parks in the city. So, what do you think about going out for a midnight run while looking up at the stars? Sounds beautiful. Not to me, because I don't like to run. But if it's you and you like to run, do it. Go for it. And we have the perfect song to motivate you. It's Run by Yuna. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Grab that beverage right now. I'll give you like 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now open up your ears, because it's time for us to give you information that you could probably maybe have known and you probably didn't. But don't matter, because I'm about to give it to you right now. Now, have you tried kimchi before? Korea's staple fermented banchan or side dish. Of course, if you lived in Korea or if you visited Korea, you have. It's delicious. It's healthy, full of those healthy probiotics. That's great for your gut. And it's quickly becoming a popular dish all around the world. While kimchi is taking over the world, it seems Koreans are slowly breaking up with it. Oh no! Why? A new study shows that people in Korea are eating significantly less kimchi than they used to. Even as the dish is becoming more popular around the globe, researchers from Chungang University, Jeju National University, and the World Institute of Kimchi looked at National Health Survey data from 2010 to 2024, and it showed that the percentage of Koreans who said they hadn't eaten any kimchi in the previous 24 hours nearly doubled, from 11.7% in 2010 to 22.7% in 2024. Now, the decline was especially noticeable among young adults, y'all. Especially among Koreans in their 20s and 30s, which saw a drop from 82% to 66%. But don't panic. Kimchi isn't disappearing, no, from the Korean diet just yet. Instead of eating it straight as banchan, more people are using kimchi as an ingredient in other dishes, especially the classic kimchi jjigae, of course. So while the rest of the world is discovering kimchi, Koreans seem to be, you know, saying, yeah, we know. We've had it before. We've had it forever. You know, maybe the bigger story here isn't really about kimchi itself, but more about changing eating habits. Okay? So, don't worry. Not yet. But what you need to do is get ready for music. We have Tiara with What's Wrong? 왜 이러니? And then Boa with Number One. your two cents. You know, here at KPC, we love to connect with you guys. Now, this is where I get to choose one of you guys and read out some quirky, creative, or sometimes answers that really tick me off. So hopefully you guys actually answer the proper question. You know, I'm going to actually keep my cool right now because I haven't got to the answers just yet. You know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You know, I'm going to believe that you guys answered the question, okay? Because you guys know in the past, there's a question, sometimes a two-part question, and you decide to only answer one, or you guys decide to not answer the proper question at all. So I'm not going to go there, yes, because I haven't even gone over the question yet, okay? And this is where I get to read out your answers to the question posted on our gram. That's posted every Friday. And I get to choose one of you guys to send a prize to. Now, this week's Y2C question was, finish this sentence. The best smell is blank. And tell us why. So basically, there is a two-part question. What is the best smell, okay? In your mind, what is the best smell? And you have to tell us why. Do you have a favorite perfume? Is it the smell of your favorite food? You know, cooking on the stove, or maybe a childhood memory, you know, fresh cut grass, a flower. Maybe you had a crush on your teacher who, you know, had a certain scent or an aroma, you know, let us know. Anyways, we're going to get right into it. I really hope I don't get mad today. All right. At Aram or Arm Adventures, I must say that the best smell is dried leaves during the late autumn for me. Very specific, right? No, that's good. It's good to be specific. Like pictures. Scents also brought nostalgia to us. I'm from the Philippines, and my first plane ride was a trip to Korea during late winter of 2012. I arrived in Korea November 14th, 2012, and we had to stay first in a training center for a couple of days before our employers picked us up. Every morning, I smell this autumn breeze with the scent of dried leaves, very specific and a bit pungent. I stayed in Korea for years, and every time I smell that particular scent, it automatically brings me back to that very first morning at the training center in Ansong during late autumn. Oh, you're very close to me where I live. Ansong, okay. Ansong is literally, well, I kind of live almost on the borderline of Ansong and Pyeongtaek. So, yeah, very close. Oh, 2012. Do you still live there? I wonder. Because you said that you came November 14th of 2012, but you never said you left. Who knows? But we do love the fact that, you know, you're very specific about the smell. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thank you for that answer. And with that, we're going to play a song for you guys by Ang Miu, Time and Fallen Leaves, 시간과 낙엽. All right, that was Ang Miu with Time and Fallen Leaves, 시간과 낙엽. And we're going to get into more of your answers right now. Best smell and why? All right, this is from at Hikuromi, fresh baked croissants. I'm going to say it the way that I saw this on the internet a long time ago. Freshly baked croissant. I know that's the most annoying way of saying it too. Every time I walk past a cafe near my office, it makes me insanely hungry. So you didn't tell me why. So I'm slowly... I'm going to hold my patience. I'm assuming that the insanely hungry part is your why. Okay. So back to being okay. Okay, moving on. From the Book of Faces, Moten Udin, or Utin. The best smell is wet earth after the first rain. Wow, earth. Most people say like dirt or asphalt or grass, but earth, okay. It takes me straight back to my childhood memories. Love from West Bengal, India. Aw, cool. You know, your why is the childhood memories part. All right. We also had Paritash Chattopadhyaya, who also said the aroma of wet soil after the first summer rain. But Paritash, You didn't say why. So that's why we didn't make your answer the main answer. So too bad. Too bad. All right. Now we have two songs coming your way for everybody. First one is from One More Chance. The song is called Waiting for Your Love. 카페 앉아. And then we have Wendy from Red Velvet with When This Rain Stops. All right, we just heard Wendy with When This Rain Stops. And we're going to continue with your answers right now with finish this sentence. The best smell is blank. And why? Tell us why. Next one is from Sitaj Karandikar from the Book of Faces. The best smell is the aroma of freshly brewed coffee mixed with the fragrance of rain-soaked earth. I don't think I've ever smelled that before. Coffee with rain-soaked earth. It instantly brings a feeling of comfort, peace, and beautiful memories. I also love the scent of freshly washed clothes and the sweet fragrance of jasmine flowers. Scents have a magical way of taking us back to special moments and making ordinary days feel unforgettable. True. I do love freshly washed clothes. Yes. You know, or blankets or anything freshly washed. It just feels clean. It makes me feel like I just washed myself. You know, especially if you used a good fabric softener sheet as well. You know, something about that just makes me feel like everything's brand new. You know, a new start. That's another reason why I like clean things as well. You know, yeah, there's my why. I didn't say my favorite scent yet, though. Anyways, we're going to get to our final answer for this week. This is from at mel.zw. The best smell is a mixture of hot coffee, toast, and bacon in the morning. It reminds me of this nice Sunday mornings with my family and friends. Aw. That's true. I do love, not just Sunday mornings, but you know when you crave a good breakfast or a brunch, you go into a diner or any kind of restaurant and you just smell like breakfast food, you know. The other day I went to a restaurant and then I smelled bacon, and then I smelled eggs, and then what else did I smell? I didn't smell coffee. The coffee wasn't that strong in that restaurant, but I think I smelled like hash browns or whatever. And I wasn't craving breakfast food when I walked into the restaurant. I think I walked in to get coffee, but I smelled that, and all of a sudden it just hit me. I was like, all right, I need to get breakfast food. Yeah, I'm not hungry, but I just want to eat breakfast food for some reason. And breakfast food is something I feel like if you're Korean born or any other country that I guess breakfast isn't like the biggest important meal of the day. I mean, most countries eat breakfast, but that kind of breakfast, like eggs, bacon, hash browns, that kind of thing, you're not going to crave it. Like my manager the other day, when we were getting ready for work, I had food like that delivered to our office, and he was like, why do you eat that for breakfast? I was like, what? He's like, yeah. I was like, what do you want? He's like, I want jjigae. I was like, I love jjigae, but not all the time. You know, I want eggs, bacon. Not a big French toast or pancake guy, but every once in a while, I don't mind that. You know, hash browns and... Okay, I got to stop talking. I'm making myself hungry. Anyways, we're going to wrap up our segment with two songs before we announce today's winner. And we got BTS with Coffee and Casey with Good Morning. All right, that was Casey with Good Morning. And y'all know what time it is. It's time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for Weekly Y2C is... at mel.zw! Congratulations, winner! Now, if that's you and you're tuning in right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, your gram handle, your email address, whatever it was, in the email so we can find you and send you that prize. And remember, you guys can always find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Score your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website. and you'll see K-Pop Connection and a list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab. And the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And while you're there, our annual Overseas Listener Satisfaction Survey is up and running on our website as well. You can click on the banner at the top, and we'd really appreciate it if you can take a few minutes to participate and give us some feedback. And while you're there, you know what I'm saying, let us know that you love our show the most. And of course, it closes on September 11th, so get on it. And it's time to say goodbye to everybody. We have two great songs taking us out. We got Lunate with Sneakers, and then Nuera with EXE. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect.